picture speaks a lot to me because my parents were 30 years apart. My mom was 18, my dad was 48. My mom was a maid for my dad and my grandmother. And my grandmother was a very strong Christian, very strong Christian. And when she found out this maid became pregnant, my mother was asked to leave. And she went back home. In those days, there's no help for a single woman. So we went to live with my grandparents in Havelock. And but my mother was warned from her parents that she had to give me away if she decided to keep me. And my mother, you know, here she was outcast from my one family, outcast from her other family, and she didn't know what to do. But my Aunt Rita, who loves Jesus with everything within her and her family, and she offered, if my mom decided to keep me, to take us in. So I was born at Peterborough at a Catholic, and the sisters ran that hospital in Peterborough. And after, my mom decided that we're going to go and live with my Aunt Rita in Havelock. And see, my Aunt Rita just had a baby, too. Her name was Linda. And so Linda and Melinda shared the same crib for 9 months. And that's a true story. And then afterwards, my father finally come to get us. See, my dad already went through this once with his first child, my oldest sister. He never got to see her for 5 years, and he thought he wasn't going to do the same thing that happened to him the first time. So we went back to our family farm where I was conceived, but we weren't allowed to live in the home. We had a trailer outside the family farm, and that's where my mom and I stayed. But my grandmother, who loved Jesus, I would always go in, and I remember it so clear, and she always had this big flannel graph in the farmhouse, and I would sit there for hours, and that's where I'm sure that seed was planted in my heart for the love of God, was through my grandmother, Wellman. And I would sit there, and she would just tell me all the stories in the Bible about God. And then my grandmother passed away, and eventually my mom and I got to come and live inside the farm. And we always went to church. It was at the end of the street, St. Mark's Anglican Church. And we even owned our own pew. Third from the left-hand side, we owned it. The Wellmans owned that pew. Don't understand it all. But I grew up and went to church, got confirmed. And even though all these things were taught in me, I didn't know God. I knew, I guess, of him, but I didn't know him. Especially being confirmed, going every Sunday, like for Easter. I didn't get Easter eggs in that. I got a new dress to go to church. And my dad, he always had a Bible on the end table. Only when he got sick, he would read it. And but we always had a plaque in our house, Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth. And so eventually, I became a little bit, you know, older, 16, and I met my husband, Jeff. And the first time I saw him, it was at my girlfriend's house, and the Ten Commandments were on. And my girlfriend and their family, nothing to do with God. So I thought it was awful strange when I look back at all the things God was looking after me when I was conceived in my mother's womb. He's had my whole life planned. And we only dated a few times. Like, this is crazy when you're a young girl. Maybe 3 or 4 times I moved right in with him. Because this family was so much fun, so much joy, and a lot of love and laughter. See, my family, I was told not to cry, so I'm not going to cry. My mom was a very hard, strong woman. You never know what was going to happen in this home. I'm telling you the truth. You never know. We had friends come once, and this man just said the one wrong thing to my mom, threw a hot bowl of soup in his face. It was a lot of abuse in the home and a lot of hatred. I never heard those words, "I love you," at all in my entire life. I didn't ever heard to say somebody loves you or a hug. We didn't have that in my home. And then Jeff's home, what a home. It was just so much love. And then we got married at 17, had our son at 18, and then this little country girl, the whole Troy family's moving to Whitby. That was hard for me. Country girl to a city girl, and now you can't get me back to that country. But anyways, and after we were here a few years, I got very sick, really ill, actually, and hyperventilating, got very thin, panic attacks, to the point I was suicidal. And I went from doctor to doctor to doctor in Durham Region, half a dozen doctors, continuously crying out for help. And they just kept saying, it's mentally ill. And I'm trying to tell them, no, I'm not mentally ill. And they wanted to give me meds. Even one doctor wanted to put me down at Whitby Shores. But I knew I wasn't mentally ill. I knew there was something physically going on. And my sweet mother-in-law, bless June Troy, she was telling me all about God. I never heard her say about asking Jesus into your heart, but she was always telling me about God. God loves you, Melinda. God cares for you. He can help you, Melinda. And she just kept telling me this all the time. And then I was so desperate. I remember exactly where we lived, 506 Dundas Street in Whitby. I was in a little black top, standing beside my fridge with a little kitchen, and I just raised my hands. And I cried out, God help me. That's all I said, God help me. And shortly after, my mother-in-law found this doctor in Toronto. Within a few tests, he found out I had full of lead poisoning. Here was a girl who wanted to commit suicide, didn't know what was wrong. Within 1 month, I felt brand new. Brand new, thank the Lord. That was the Lord again, just directing my whole life. I see his hand all over my life. And then my mother-in-law told me about this little church, Durham Full Gospel Church. She says, you got to take Lee there. There's games, there's crafts, there's so much fun, there's music, tons and tons of kids. So I thought, okay, we're just new in the city, we don't know anybody. And God did just help me, but I didn't really recognize it, because I still didn't say, come into my heart. So we had the little church next door, and I brought Lee to King's Kids there, and here I thought it was for Lee. I thought, here, I'm bringing Lee to learn about the things of God, but it was for me. And that's exactly where I asked Jesus into my heart, was in the basement of that church, when I said, Jesus, come into my heart, forgive me of my sins. And I want to thank the Lord for the ministry of this church. And after that, shortly after, I tried to get my husband into this church because we moved over to here. We'd walk around Saturday nights, and I'm trying to get him in here so much. And you won't catch me dead in there, but you know what's happened. And that was his greatest ministry, was the coffee house. And then shortly after, we had our son, David. And then life went on, you know, trials and things in your lives. And then my mother got very ill with breast cancer. And, just back up a minute. I just remember something, how important the Word of God is. After I accepted the Lord in my heart over at a little basement church, I was working at Kentucky Fried Chicken. And all my co-workers, they were saying, someone has left a Bible in the seating area. They're not going to touch it. They're all afraid about going and touching this Bible. This is the truth. I had three or four girls go to me, I'm not touching that. I'm not touching that. And I thought, okay, I'll go see how scary this Bible is. So I went over and I picked it up. And inside was a note to the receiver. May this word of God dwell richly in your heart and may it impact your walk with him. From a Patricia Knoll. I still won't forget it. I gave that Bible to my brother-in-law, Johnny Troy, when he got saved with that note in it.